So just close your eyes with me, just because it's easy to get a little distracted. But Father God, I just ask right now that you would just absolutely pour out on these young men and women tonight. God, I ask that as we spend time just hearing from your heart and hearing your words tonight, that God, you would just move us to a new place, that you'd help us to maybe get out of a place of just routine and even going back to school, God, that you'd move us to a place where we're just relying on you and what you have. Okay. How many of you want to sustain what God has started in your life? Especially, how many of you are at camp? Raise your hand for me. Okay. How many of you would say that this summer or even in the last week of the summer, God has started to move in your life in a new way and you feel like you're a little more fired up than you were when the summer started? Raise your hands. Be honest. If that's not you, that's okay. All right. How many of you are a little hesitant that maybe you might lose some of that passion over the next few months? Okay, I'm with you. I feel the same way sometimes. I feel like God wants to show us what it looks like to actually not be worried about losing what he's done, but how to sustain what he started in our lives. Amen? Okay, that's fine. I feel like we've gotten so used to being in this place, being around this church, around Catch the Fire, where revival and crazy miracles happen and like prophetic words get spoken out. We get so used to it that we almost disengage from what God is doing in our lives. And I feel like God wants to do something unique within us that will allow us to sustain what he has started and to actually continue in that passion so that a week from now, a month from now, a year, 10 years from now, God is still at the forefront of everything we're doing. And for me, that's a big deal because I'm 28 years old. For you, it might not seem like a big deal, but some of you are 14, 16, or even 20 in this room. And it's important for us to be in a place where what God is doing in our lives now is with us. Thank you so much, David. Where what God's doing in our lives now is with us even 10 years from now. It's not about being worried about losing what God has done, because like I said earlier, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When God moved at camp last week, for those of you that were there, when God moved at Fresh Wind a few months ago, for those of you that were there, he showed up in the same way that he showed up tonight. What it comes down to is how we're going to respond when the Holy Spirit shows up. And so I've got a few keys for you tonight. If you've got a pen and paper, you may want to write this down, because these are some practical things you can do to make sure that over the next season, what God has started will continue in your life. If you don't have paper, you can use some of these cards that we gave you earlier to write notes on the back. So I'll give you 30 seconds to go grab cards or something to write in if you need to. Go for it. Okay, find any paper to write on, but that's fine. You can write on your Palm Pilots right over here. Okay, Palm Pilot, your hands. That joke's old. Palm Pilots, you guys don't even know what those are anymore, do you? Yes. Ancient machines. When I was your age, having a Palm Pilot was the coolest thing you could own. That and a car, if you were 16 or 15. Okay, first key I want to give you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I knew my notes would show up. Okay, first key I want to give you. How many of you know what the word stagnant means? Okay, what's the word stagnant mean? Somebody come up and demonstrate to me what stagnant is. David, come on up. Anise, you two. I want you two to demonstrate in your own. We're going to have a challenge here. We're going to have a stagnant off, almost like a dance off. David, you stand here. Anise, you stand here. You show me what stagnant is, and then you show me what stagnant is, and whoever we feel wins is going to get $5, okay? So, David, are you ready?
Sort of.
Okay. On your marks, get set, go. Okay. Thank you. Let's hear it for David. Thank you, David. Okay, Anise, you ready? No, David, don't go anywhere. You could still win this $5. Annie, show me, what does stagnant mean? Okay. Now, who do you think won at showing what stagnant is? David? Oh, no booze, no booze. David, you did a good job. Thank you.
Stagnant?
Anna East, stagnant? Who do you think won? Anna East? Okay. Anna East, you win $5. I'll give it to you after. Stagnant is like stillness, not moving. Stagnant, when you have stagnant water, it's like this pond where it just stays perfectly still. Now, what I want to say to you in my first key tonight is that God does not want us to be stagnant in our faith. God doesn't want us to just be still with what he pours out in our lives. When you guys were at camp or over this summer, as God has moved in your lives, he doesn't just want you to stay still with what he's done. He wants us to be overflowing, okay? If you're talking, I'm going to ask you to not talk. Thank you. Overflowing. I need somebody to come up here for me. Anybody? Excellent. Come on up, Zoe. Give me your hand. Go like this. Hold your hand very steady, okay? This is stagnant, okay? This is stagnant. It's not moving. This is what God has called us to do, to be overflowing. Okay, you got that? I'm going to get in trouble for pouring out on the carpet. Overflowing. So that there is stuff. Thank you, Zoe. Thank you very much. For God wants to move in your life in a way where he's continually pouring in. You are continually giving away so that he can keep pouring in more and more of his presence. That's the difference between being stagnant and being one who gets to overflow. How many of you have ever read Psalm 23? Anyone know the whole scripture off by heart? I learned it in grade 2. But there's a scripture in it that says in Psalm 23 that my cup overflows. And so God wants to pour out his presence in you in such a way that you're easily giving it out to other people, right? 2 Corinthians 5:14, Christ's love has moved me to such extremes, has the first and the last in everything I do, so that the love God has poured into us pours out into the people around us so he can keep pouring it into us, right? So let me rephrase that. God is pouring out his spirit in you so that you can pour out your spirit, his spirit, to other people around you so that he can keep pouring it back into you so it's out of the overflow that you're giving away. That's the first way to sustain what God has started in your life, by giving it away and letting it become an overflow. Everyone say overflow.
Overflow.
That was a weak overflow. Everyone say overflow.
Overflow.
Okay, so write that down, overflow. The next thing, to keep going with what God's doing in your heart, is to set yourself apart. There are times where it is good for us to be away from distraction. How many of you notice that as soon as you came back, I keep using camp as an example, I'm sorry for those of you who weren't there. But when you were at camp, how many of you were distracted with Facebook and everything else? Exactly. You were distracted thinking about it, or you're distracted on it? Oh, wow. You had signal? Congratulations. On my phone, okay. When you got back from camp, how many of you were distracted by like television, Facebook, and all those other things? Be honest. Within the first week, how many of you spent at least 5 hours or more on those items? Yes? Okay. Set yourself apart. One of the keys I'm giving you tonight, set yourself apart from all of the distractions and things that are going to come at you so that you can focus on what God is saying to you. Remember we talk about hearing the voice of God, stop, look, listen, and record? It's that part of stopping ourselves, getting away from distractions, even if it means just turning off the phone for 20 minutes. Even if it means choosing not to watch TV for a day, maybe it means just fasting from all that distracting stuff that's not school-related for a whole day just so you can hear what God's speaking to you about. So the second key I'm giving to you tonight is to set yourself apart from distractions, okay? If you want to keep going with what God is doing in you, I'm not saying that television is the devil because I love TV, I love movies. However, when it distracts me from what God is speaking to me about, it is not a good thing. So set yourselves apart. The third thing I'd say to you is to put yourself in a place where you're reading the word, where you're soaking in the presence of God. You've got music, worship going. Put yourself in a place of worship and expression. How many of you like to paint or draw? Yeah, okay, do that. How many of you like to just express yourself with a guitar or with music? Anyone here like that? Okay. Put yourself in a place where you're expressing your relationship and your love with God, and you're immersing yourself in the Word of God. Because as you do that, you're going to feed your spirit. And as you feed your spirit, you're going to get stronger in the things that God is calling you to. As God is speaking to your hearts, you're going to be able to hear Him more clearly because you're strengthening yourself and also just tuning yourself into His voice. If I were to call you on a phone this week, how many of you would be able to tell that it's me calling you? Okay? Do I have a unique voice? Yes? Who said no? That's fine. You'd be able to recognize that it's my voice. In the same way, you're going to get to a place where God is going to speak to you, and you're going to be able to tell it's Him right away because you've spent your time just hearing His voice. And the big thing is immerse yourself in the things that bring you life. If you love to express yourself with music, go for it. Just spend time doing that, but focus it on God. Rather than just focusing on learning just chords and stuff, focus that time on spending it with God. The fourth thing that I would say to you is remind yourself of the revelations and promises that God has given to you. How many of you remember what I said to you at camp last year, not this year? How many of you remember my teaching? I think it was on the third night. No, exactly, because our memories don't work like that. How many of you can remember what I just said 20 seconds ago? Most of you, okay. How many of you can remember what I'm saying right now? Okay, all right, just checking. Remind yourselves of the promises and the revelation that God has given to you, because if you don't choose to remember those things, it's not going to be able to bring you the life that God intended when the words were spoken. God will bring you revelation as you're studying the Word. He'll bring you revelation when you're in the shower because you'll be thinking about a scripture you read earlier. Maybe it pops into your head. He's like, by the way, this is what I meant for your life with it. If you've had a prophetic word, pull those out of the closet. Grab your diaries or your journals and start reading through the things that God has spoken to you about. If you've had a prophetic word, start listening to it. Just remember and remind yourselves of those promises, okay? And the last thing that I'd say is community. We are a community. How many of you feel a little more like it's community this week than it was a month ago? Anyone, honestly? Okay, a few hands went up. Community, that's what we're about. When you get yourself in community, you've got friends around you who are going to encourage you, who are going to lift you up, who maybe are going to help you when things are going a little tough. Friends who are willing to encourage you when things are going well, maybe give you a slight slap in the head when you need that redirection of the choices you're making. That's another way that God is going to continue to build in you the things that He started, is by putting yourself in community. Join a small group throughout the week. We've got tons all over the city. Join a small group with friends who will be able to encourage you and pray with you. Call up your leaders, email them, Facebook them, and say, hey, this is what's going on in my life. Can you pray with me? Can you encourage me? I mean, write on these cards so that we can pray with the things that you're praying through. And when God gives you a praise report, we can praise with you with them too. So those five keys, once again, how to just stay strong in what God's doing in your life and to keep it going, starts with the overflow. Secondly, another key is setting yourself apart. Third one, put yourself in the Word, in soaking, in worship, in expression. The fourth, remind yourself of the revelation and promises God has given to you. And lastly, is get into community. And young men and women, as you do that, man, I wish I knew some of these things when I was your age, but I guarantee you that as you start putting these things into practice and you start gathering around with your friends and the leaders in your life, your lives are not going to lose out on the things God has started. It's not going to disappear a week from now. It's not going to disappear a month from now, because we're going to be standing with you to see that God continues the work that He has started. Make sense? All right, stand with me. Everyone stand up. Everyone stand up. Come on. We're going to pray right now. And we're going to pray for each other. Leaders, I'm going to release you just to lay hands on people right now. But if you are wanting to just be able to put these things into action, I'm just going to ask you to open your hands right now. And we're going to pray together. And we're also just going to ask that God would just release a practical way for you to walk these things out. Because His desire for your life is that the things that he has started would be seen through to completion. And completion looks like eternity. And so the things he's released to you right now, the gifts, the prophetic words, some of you were moving in prophetic at camp and just giving other people words of knowledge, and that was incredible. Some of you were praying for each other. That's the things God is going to continue within your lives. So, Father God, I ask right now that you would continue the work you have started in us. God, would you move us to a place where as we walk this out day by day, it would become second nature to us, that it wouldn't be a checklist of things we need to do to continue our relationship with you, God, but that it would just be an extension of our everyday being. Lord, I ask that our lives would reflect you in such an incredible way that people even in our schools, people in our families, people on our street, even our people and friends here in church would see a change within us, but also be able to see your heart through the way that we live our lives. Daddy, I thank you for the things that you've done this summer. Lord, I thank you for freedom that has come. I thank you for revelation and the new things that you are doing. And I ask that you would just help us to rely more on you than on our experiences. That God, where experience may fail us in some ways, that Lord, you never fail us and you never leave us. And so I ask that you would help us to stand firm on your promises, that you would help us to just run in the destiny you have for our lives. And so, Father God, I ask right now that your presence would just wash over us in this place. I ask, Holy Spirit, that as we leave, as we go to bed tonight, that you would just start speaking to our hearts, that you just start giving us dreams and visions for the things you have for us this year. Lord, I thank you that as a leader within the youth network, that God, you are moving the youth network and the people and the young people in this group to a new place, to a new kind of revelation, to a newness of destiny, God, that you are moving us to a place of life. And so, Daddy, I thank you for what you've started, and I ask that you would continue it in a mighty way. In your mighty name, amen.